Wisdom, the final frontier to true knowledge. Welcome to Wisdom Trek, where our mission is to create a legacy of wisdom, to seek out discernment and insights, to boldly grow where few have chosen to grow before. Hello, my friend. I am Guthrie Chamberlain, your captain on our journey to increase wisdom and create a living legacy. Thank you for joining us today as we explore wisdom on our second millennium of podcast. This is day 1389 of our trek, and it is time for Meditation Monday. Taking time to relax, refocus, and reprioritize our lives is crucial in order to create a living legacy. For you, it may be just a time alone for quiet reflection, or you may utilize some sort of structured meditation practices. In my life, meditation includes reading and reflecting on God's Word and in prayer. It is the time to renew my mind, refocus on what is most important, and making sure that I am nurturing my soul, mind, and body. As you come along with me on our trek each Meditation Monday, it is my hope and prayer that you too will experience a time of reflection and renewing of your mind. Most of us like to be in control. And if things don't suit us, we like to change circumstances and events that make us uncomfortable. Today, let us meditate on dealing with the unchangeable. Dealing with the COVID-19 pandemic has been difficult for nearly everyone. One reason for that is, for the most part, it is out of our control, and there is little that we can do to change that. We do not like circumstances and situations in which we cannot change. When we really think about it, though, there is probably more that we don't have control over than what we do have control over. Many things about life boil down to the hand that we were dealt. You can't change the fact that you were born in that place with a certain givens under your appearance, your IQ, and your physical skills. Education and training can open some doors for you, but they cannot change your past. They can't make you taller or more athletic, or even alter the fact that some people are unfair in the way that they treat you. Even though most of our life circumstances are beyond our control, we are still tempted to fret and complain about things that we cannot change. Of course, this causes us stress and distress. It certainly puts us at a disadvantage in certain contexts, but these unchangeable circumstances must not be allowed to define or defeat us. The people who do best in life move beyond the temptation to whine and feel sorry for themselves. They face their disappointments and then move beyond them. They acknowledge that life does have some bad breaks and look for ways to turn them into growth moments. They work on the half-full rather than a half-empty glass mindset. These people have different attitudes than the defeatist and whiner. They have found a way to make lemonade from their lemons. There is a section in John Brill's A Diary of Private Prayer that reads, "Teach me, O God, to use all the circumstances of my life that they may bring forth in me fruits of holiness rather than fruits of sin. Let me use disappointment as material for patience. Let me use success as material for thankfulness. Let me use suspense as material for perseverance. Let me use danger as material for courage. Let me use reproach as material for long-suffering. Let me use praise as material for humility. Let me use pleasure as a material for temperance, and let me use pains as material for endurance." Your attitude today will make the difference in everything that really matters. When a given day begins, countless things are headed your way over which you have no control. It may be bad weather or someone's bad temper. It may be a deadline that won't budge or a client who is equally resistant to change. The one factor you do have control over is your attitude towards them. And this is brought out in Colossians chapter 3, verses 1 through 4. Your attitude today will make a difference in everything that matters. Since you have been raised to a new life with Christ, set your sights on the realities of heaven, where Christ sits in the place of honor at God's right hand. Think about the things of heaven, not the things of earth. For you died to this life, and your real life is hidden with Christ in God. And when Christ, who is your life, is revealed to the whole world, you will share in all his glory. And that's a wrap for today's meditation. Next week, we will continue on our trek on Meditation Monday as we take time to reflect on what is most important in creating our living legacy. On tomorrow's trek, we will explore another wisdom quote. This 3-minute wisdom supplement will assist you on becoming healthy, wealthy, and wise each day. Thank you for joining me for this trek that we call life, and encourage your friends and family to join us and to come along with us tomorrow for another day of Wisdom Trek, creating a legacy. If you'd like to listen to any of the past 1,388 daily treks or read the daily journal, they are available at wisdom-trek.com. I encourage you to subscribe to Wisdom Trek on your favorite podcast player so that each day will be downloaded to you automatically. And thank you so much for allowing me to be your guide, your mentor, but most importantly, I am your friend as I serve you through the Wisdom Trek podcast and journal each day. And as we take this trek of life together, let us always live abundantly, love unconditionally, listen intentionally, learn continuously, lend to others generously, lead with integrity, and then leave a living legacy each day. I am Guthrie Chamberlain, reminding you to keep moving forward. Enjoy your journey, and then create a great day every day. See you tomorrow.